Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Hallelujah. Are you excited to be in church today? Look at your neighbor left or right. Tell the person it's good to be in church. No, you didn't say it well. Tell the person it's good to be in church. So that you can be in touch with the creator of the universe. Amen. Yes, so I have a very interesting subject to discuss with us this morning. And I'll be discussing it for another next week. Then on the week of the Valentine 14 and 15. We're going to be discussing something a little bit different that has to do with our Adam and Eve summit. It's not different, it's still in the same line, but you know, we're touching relationship heavy, Adam and Eve summit. Then the last Sunday, I will take the last part of this teaching to wrap up the month of February. That's four Sundays in February, is that right? Four Sundays, first, second, third, fourth. Known to be the greatest pop singer in the 21st century, Justin Bieber had an encounter. Not too long. I want to believe that the encounter will last. I want to believe that it will last. And everything started as a result of the fact that he got into fame and limelight very early and had identity crisis. Then he got into drugs. He started doing all manner of things that he ordinarily should not do. And like I usually would tell people, when you are not prepared for what's ahead, when certain things hit you, you will not be able to stand. So life really treated him bad. You know, he started doing drugs, emotional instability. Then he rediscovered. Now, it wasn't like he discovered. These people, some of them grew up in homes where they were taught the truth. They were taught the truth. They grew up in good homes. Then somewhere along the line, he rediscovered his identity. And started saying things on his social media handle about the fact that, oh, Jesus, you know, trying to just talk about God a little bit here and there. I want to believe that as at 2004 here, December, he still shared video and all that. I want to believe that those experiences, now, they will last. Many people get into one thing or the other in life because of the lack of understanding of their identity. Trying to become something that you are not. If where you are right now, the reason some people have not even risen is because if they rise, they will forget everything they have learned, they have known, and live strange lives. And God is really conscious of you and particular about your well-being. The Bible says that He desires that all will be saved. God doesn't want you to perish. God wants you to have a good life. God wants you to have a beautiful life and a wonderful experience. You know, so he will do everything to protect you. He will do everything he can to ensure that he shields you. You need to come to the place where you understand that when you don't understand your worth, you will continue to give people discounts. Did you get what I just said? When you don't understand your worth, you continue to give what? Discounts. Somebody is telling you, if you know you did, you say, please now, sorry now, I'm begging. You don't know your worth. If you pick a black stone on the floor and you are told that the stone is precious, but you don't know how precious, chances are that you will sell it at a very cheap rate. Now, if it is gold and you know that it is gold, what you would have sold for 5,000 and you know that this thing is worth 50,000, you will not give a discount even if it's black gold. Because you know that the black stone, if somebody holds it and they do what they should do, they are made. Are we here together? So when people do not know their value, their worth, you don't know who you are and what you carry. When they price you, you give discount. 5 naira, uba. 2,000, uba. 5,000, uba. Kosowo, uba. They say, uba. Everything. Because you don't know your worth. If you know your worth, you will not allow anybody price you anyhow. Because nobody has the right to make you feel inferior without taking permission from you. And if they do it, it doesn't make any sense because you know who you are. I've had times where I'm driving on the road, and maybe where you're driving, somebody's passing and say, oh, Deolori Buruku. It doesn't make any sense to me, because the person who is speaking doesn't know my worth. If somebody who knows me says that, it sounds differently. Why? You know me. Why? How did I become? You understand what I'm saying? So when you're priced below your worth by somebody who doesn't know your value, you should just walk away. It's simple. You're not supposed to be bothered. Many people have been caught in strange covenants, soul ties, all manner of really terrible things in their lives because of failure to understand how much they are worth. And God wants you to know your worth. I'm teaching this morning because I believe that this teaching will be a bedrock, a foundation for somebody's life. Not only you, I'm convinced. The teaching that I am giving this period, they are transgenerational. These things are legacy that you can pass on to another generation like a baton. I was watching this morning and I was just looking. I don't know. The guy is a very funny guy. I was just looking at Donald Trump and they were having a Congress meeting. So he just called Ben Carson to pray. He said, Ben Carson, pray. And you know how he speaks. So he said to everybody, you need the prayer more than me. You can see you need the prayer more. I said, this guy, it's more pride added to packaging and everything. You know, and they prayed. And Ben Carson prayed for almost like 1 minute, 1 minute, 30 seconds. Now, this is the country in the world where people will normally think that certain things cannot happen. Certain Christians have even lowered their standards in their own organization, claiming that, it's a secular space. That man is turning something. I don't know how long it will last, but if I see something good, I'll say it. If it changes tomorrow, maybe it should not worry and you know, I don't know, but I'll say it. But for him to be bold enough, audacious, and he told them, we're about to pray, and that one prayed. The last time I heard prayer, one of the presidents, they prayed and said, we pray to the universe, receive our prayer, something, something, and I'm like, universe. But now I heard somebody pray, and Ben Carson said, we pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And it sounded sweet. When people know who they are, I was watching Donald Trump many years ago. There was a time they asked him, would you like to be the president? He said, he doesn't think so. Not really. But he had a vision in mind of what America should really look like. He had a vision in mind, but he wasn't really pushing to be the president. Maybe that's important to somebody. Don't push for position. Push for impact. Impact will push you into a position. Are you getting what I'm saying here? He said it boldly that he doesn't think that's his interest. It was quite maybe around his late 40s or getting towards his 50s. Very young guy, you could see his, that time, you know. And he was just saying that. Recently, I went back to one of his books. I just looked at the book. I said, And he said something that day. He said, they now said, what if you eventually go for it? Do you think you'll be able to win? He said, I've never done anything that failed in life. If I go, I will not fail. He was not a prophet, but he shifted my head. It wasn't like a boy shifted my head. He said, I have not gone for anything in life that he failed. And if he ever dares and it happens, he will not fail. Some people who have not even gotten some depths of root in God, just knowing who they are, just knowing that I am not an ordinary, I'm not cheap, I'm not small. I know my worth, I know my value. I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. After this encounter, may God magnify you in your eyes. You will see your worth and you will value it. You will see your worth and you will hold on to it. Nobody will price you and take you for a ride again. Nobody will make you give yourself discounts unnecessarily. In the name of Jesus. Some of those words really make a lot of sense in my head. Maybe when I'm talking about impact, some other time we'll talk about that. But here today, we want to talk about soul ties. I'm starting with the subject of identity because I understand the power of identity. When you know who you are, everything will shift. A lion does not look back, according to the African proverb, when a dog barks, because it is not scared. It knows that it is noise. The reason you are looking back several is you are afraid. The reason you are waiting for validation, what would they say? Hey, if they say I'm cheap, I'll say, so I'm cheap. What anybody says doesn't count when you know who you are. The only person whose voice will count as praise because they announce what you are. Say thank you. Compliment. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? So make up your mind and say to yourself, I refuse to live a cheap life. I refuse to settle for less. I refuse to allow anything affect me. The same Ben Carson also, you have watched the movie. He thought he didn't have imagination. Because growing up, he wasn't really seeing pictures. Usually we just, you know, and his mother kept instilling. That's for somebody under the sound of my voice, a mother to be. Or a father who's going to take that place to say, I will also do this. Speak to the life of her son and said, son, you are not dumb. I saw the movie and I've seen it like two times. I read the book, one of the books that changed my head as a young teenager. I think I read at 18 or 19. And it shifted my head very well, very well. Think big. I read it. It made a lot of sense to me. And the mother kept telling him, Ben, you are not dull. Ben, you are smart. Ben, you are bright. He will come back and say, I don't understand. You will understand. Do you understand? The mother would tell him things, speak words into his life. And those words, they were becoming the wall of defense for him. Gradually, he started understanding what his mother was saying. Then he believed it. Then because he believed those things, at a particular point, he started living it, practicing it. It took some time, it took some effort, but I believe that the word was the propeller. What propelled him, moved him to see that there is more to what he can become than what he was that moment. Somebody under the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus, regardless of situations, circumstances, challenges, and whatever anyone is facing, family crisis, anything, may God open your eyes to see who you really are. I say God is opening your eyes to see who you really are. In the name of Jesus, identity is very, very important. Very important. Knowing your identity helps you set boundaries and value yourself rightly. The more you know who you are, especially when you know who you are in Christ, the less you chase validation from people. It's not necessary. I'm not chasing anything. Anything anybody wants to say, let them say. Miles Muro said something very strong also. He said, your identity should shape your choices, not your circumstances. When you know who you are, you don't let life's up and down define you. Up and down doesn't mean that I am anything low or less. I am who God says I am. The word of God says, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. If only believers can look into the perfect law of liberty and see who they really are. Go and check the word of God and see what God says about you. Believe it with all your life. I believe it that I can never be small. I believe it that I am the beginning of a new order. I believe it that the old order ended. I have started a new one. I believe with all your life that nothing in the past, nothing in any family can hold you bound. Am I communicating, church? And when you believe things like that, it will start showing in your decisions and your choices, your preferences, the boundaries that you will set around your life, your behavior, your attitude. Things will change because your belief system usually will determine your life choices and the decisions that you are making. As a Christian, you must understand, as a human being generally, you must understand that the identity of human beings, I'm not even talking about, so that even if you're in church today and you're not yet born again, you are not a non-entity by design called human. A human being is not a non-entity. A human being is created in the image and in the likeness of God. When Adam was created, that Adam, original number one, was exactly the image and the likeness of God. It was sin that brought about the corruption of the operating system called Adam. And that's why we needed to upgrade the operating system. Then we got Christ. You know how you upgrade your phones. They just tell you that this particular operating system is outdated. They download that's what we did when we downloaded Christ into our lives. Know you not that so many of you as were crucified with Christ, were crucified with baptism unto death. That like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so also you have been risen to live in newness of life. God, wake up! Wake up when you know who you are early enough. And that's why it keeps ringing in my head. I'm telling myself, that my special program for boys, 8 to 19, 18. No devil will stop it. No devil will stop it. We are going to find something to do for girls, but for boys, now let me pay attention to some boys more now. Because nobody, many times, young, when boys are growing, nobody really pays attention to them. And that's why we have more irresponsible men than women. If a woman dressed half naked, it's a man that caused it. Because you, she's working with you. How did you allow the person to work with you? Siam. Your daughter walks out of the house and she's wearing... Goodbye, daddy. Goodbye. See you. Good wear. Come back in. Go and close what you should close. Let me see you again. Look at you. Correct. Image and likeness of God. You can go now. Princess. And when she's going, her head will be shoulder high. If anybody tries to do rubbish, all those people that try to disturb people on the road, you know when you are going to market to buy some things, those are also higher guys. They are terrible guys. Wait, wait. There are some people you see, you cannot do like that. You will know that. Compose. But there are some you see, you will pursue until, you know, flies chase everything. When it is hot, they cannot chase it. When it is cold, that's not where we are going. Another day. Well, wait, see, let me tell you. People are where they are because of lack of knowledge. When light comes and you embrace it, oy, you will know what the fullness of life is. Ah, the Bible says we beheld him as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. When you catch truth, you'll never be enslaved again. Never be enslaved. I wore school uniform that was tattered. I still represented the school. Somebody would have said that my self-esteem dropped. No, the other said, I wear my tear, my life no tear, and my trousers tear. What did they do? It's nothing you say. It doesn't make any sense. Why? Because what is inside of me, greater is he that is in me than he that... My real worth is not on my clothes. My real worth is not on the haircuts that I made. Everything outside, the things you see are temporal. The things you cannot see, they are eternal. Know who you are. Am I laying a good foundation? As believers, you must understand, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, is a new creation. All things are passed away. All things have become new. Neil T. Anderson said something very strong also. He said, the more you reaffirm who you are in Christ, the more your behavior will begin to reflect your true identity. You reaffirm it again, your behavior will reflect it. You reaffirm it again, your behavior will reflect it. So know who you are. Failure is live based on who God's... Failure to live based on who God says you are is what makes you live a life that is less than what God has said you are. So rise up and live it. Rise up and live the life. Rise up and live the life. Knowing who you are and manifesting it helps you to exercise your authority and dominion as a believer. Because you know who you are. Am I making sense here? You know who you are. When you exercise your authority and dominion, Satan will hear your voice and he will tremble. But when you are scared, you give the devil opportunity to put you down. God has not given us the spirit of bondage against fear, but he has given us the spirit of love, boldness, sound mind. Somebody say, I have a sound mind. I can hear you, church. Disturb your neighbor for this once. I have a sound mind. Yes. Yes. It's worth it. It's worth it. So, my question for us this morning as I press on to teach, like I did in the first service, is to first of all ask, because you want to give knowledge to those who are hungry, those who are desirous, those who want to lay hold of it. Do you believe God's word to be true? Do you believe that God has better plans for you? Do you believe that God cannot mismanage your life? How many of us believe that God cannot mismanage my life? The day I caught that revelation, I made up my mind, I'll hand over everything. Hey! Hey! God cannot mismanage my life. I can mismanage my life. My friends can mismanage my life. Society can give me an identity that is wrong and mismanage my life. But because he lives, I can face tomorrow. When he holds your life, Paul said, I know him whom I believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed into his hands. The reason you are afraid is if make I go talk to the girl fast, make them no go. Why the one with me for my marry? Nobody feel marry him. If I don't trap you physically, I'll trap you. If I don't attract you physically, I'll trap you spiritually. You don't share. Be able. Ah. Just small thing, I would have asked my wife's family to pray groom prize. Whatever you value, whatever you believe. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's just culture. There are some cultures where they pray groom prize. It's culture. It's because ideally, if a man says something to you and you know his head is correct,
you are the one that will bend down and say, yes, sir. There's some people you can be saying no to, they will be begging you. There's some people when they ask you out, you go and kneel down and say, thank you, Jesus, my life is made. And any man can become like that. Any man can build your capacity to become like that. Sorry, that's not what we're teaching today. Another day. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, it says, I know the plans that I have towards you. They are plans of peace and not of evil, to give you a hope and a word, future. So God has plans for your life. Somebody say, God has plans for my life. God cannot mismanage my life. My life in God's hands is safe. Yes. Psalm 33 verse 11. Can you put on the screen for us? Amplified version. Psalm 33 verse 11. Amplified version. Psalm 33 verse 11. Just help me so that we can look at it together. Then I'll take you into sex. The truth about sex, relationship, and marriage. We'll do a little bit this morning. Then we'll move. Amplified version. Do you have it? Amplified version. Can you get it? Okay. The counsel of the Lord stands for how long? The thoughts and the plans of his heart throughout all generations. So the thoughts and the plans of God's heart and his counsel, they stand throughout all generations. That means there's no generation that will come. Remember, the Bible says that all the walls were framed by the word of God. And I said the word, word there is not cosmos, it's aeon, meaning all dispensations. The Gen Z generation, the Gen Alpha generation, all the generations that will come, they've been framed by God already. And God has said that his word is forever true. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That means that regardless of whatever generation comes, God's word remains sure. Am I making sense here? Look at, if you listen to me, I guarantee, at least I have a tip of the iceberg of a relationship that is peaceful and glorious. I have a tip. If you listen to me, through the teachings of just men made perfect, those who through faith and patience obtain the promise. If you listen to these teachings and you follow these things, time will come, your children will kiss, even your grave, they will kiss it and say, God bless this man. God bless this woman. They will be grateful to God that they came from your loins. Whereas there are some people, when they go to their father's grave, early in the morning when they are doing toothpaste, that's what they do there. But there are some you cannot do that. Dead, yet alive, speaking in us by the legacy that he has put inside of us. I pray for you under the sound of my voice. You will be that person that will have legacy, transgenerational legacy, godly legacy, in the name of Jesus. Yes. If you believe the word of God, that means you're saying that everything God says in scripture, even if you are not yet practicing it, you know that it is true. So what you will need is the willingness and the heart to start practicing it. Am I communicating here? So let's talk a little bit about that. Let me start by defining sex. I'm talking about soul ties. So you know soul ties in this context is attached to sex. Are we here together? And covenant attached to sex. I'll go deeper into that by next week and upper week. I'll go, but today I'll lay a good foundation that will keep everybody on their toes, willing to hear more, willing to invite your friends so that they can hear. Some people are suffering the things, the symptoms of what's happening in their lives. As a trained counselor, I know when I sit with somebody and the person is talking, I can diagnose. You know, doctors diagnose. Now, I don't know how to explain this, but sometimes it's good to blow your own trumpet small. I studied law, so I did a little bit of understanding of counseling, and I know how to ask questions and get information from people, even if they don't want to say it. Oh, of course I do that. That's the training. I went to theological school and I did a course counseling. I know how to discern people. Apart from the training, then the Holy Spirit is inside of me. If I sit down and I'm ready and I sit with the person, I can tell sometimes where the symptoms of this particular thing is coming from. So trainings match with an anointing is very dangerous. Very dangerous. A person can be trained psychologically, they're fine, they're okay, they do that. But when anointing comes upon it, anointing is very dangerous. And that's why sometimes I can literally discern that the signs I'm seeing in this person's life, there are certain vitamins lacking in the foundation of this person's life. There is the vitamin of delayed gratification. There is the vitamin of fatherhood. If it's missing in a boy's life, I will know. Except another father adopted the boy and switched something in the course of time. The mother's care and mother's nurture, if it's missing in the life of somebody and I'm sitting with the person, I can tell. Because there's a touch and a signature of a woman on any human being when she's the one that trained you. By faith, when Moses grew up, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Why? Because Jacob had put some things inside of him. And he said no. He said no. You know, women were all around Moses. Pharaoh's daughter, Jacob, the mother. These two people were trying to influence him. But this one did and put a signature in Joseph. That after she put in Moses, that after she put that signature in him, he grew up. And when they were saying, you are son of Pharaoh's daughter, he said, a lie. This womb, he did not know when they gave birth to him. Nobody would have proven to him that Jacobed was his mother. But whatever Jacobed said to Moses and put inside of him, he stayed as a signature, a seal. Then when he grew up, they said, you are Pharaoh. He said, I'm not. They said, how do you know? Who told you that? That woman is the maid that he said, forget it. Forget it. You don't know what I'm talking about. The signature of that Hebrew woman had entered the head of this boy. So serious that he grew up and began to see it everywhere. And he said, I know who I am. Somebody under the sound of my voice, I pray for you that as you pay attention and heed to the things that I am discussing, light will break forth and give you transgenerational impact in the name of Jesus. I'm not teaching for now alone. I'm teaching because darkness is invading the face of the earth. And if we don't weaponize our children, they will all wallow in serious darkness. Yes. So God is raising us on the mountain of influence called family to start structuring things and rearranging things and realigning things. Everybody here under the sound of my voice, you want a good family. Is there anybody that wants crisis? If you are here, you can slip up your hands. I like crisis. I'm a war. I'm a meta. Nobody like that. Everybody wants peace. Everybody wants love. Everybody wants joy. Some of the things your parents did not give to you, you wish you'll be able to give them to your children. True or false? Correct. And that's the desire. If you have that desire, you have really started. You might not be doing everything you're supposed to do, but that desire that no. Saw a man who desired that, and he made up his mind that for the sake of his child who is becoming 7 years, that the day the boy turns 7 years, he will turn a new leaf. And truly he did. Human being, just by will. Said because he's not training himself again. The person that trained him has left. He's the one doing this one. And he will determine what will be there. That's the decision. Is anybody with me? So let me talk a little bit about sex this morning. Sex. Listen now. Sex is a natural physical activity between two people that involves intimacy, body contact, often for the purpose of reproduction. That's the real purpose. Reproduction and pleasure and deepen emotional connection with a committed marital relationship within a committed marital relationship between a man and a woman, and has effect on your spirit, your soul, and your body. Sex is a natural physical activity between two people, usually by God's design, a male and a female. I said in the first service that if two males are having sex, it is not sex, it is sexual perversion. If two females are having sexual, it's not sex they're having, it's sexual perversion. That means they have turned the divine order of God upside down. And the Bible says in Romans that they will receive the punishment for what they are doing. But anybody who is repentant will see the mercy of God. That's how beautiful God is. So sex is a natural physical activity between two people that involves intimate body contact, often for the purpose of reproduction, primarily for the purpose of reproduction, pleasure, and deepening emotional connection within a committed marital relationship between a man and a woman, and has effect on your spirit, soul, and your body. Maybe next week I'll tell you the effect it has on your spirit, soul, and body. I'll tell you the effect it has. I'll tell you. I was discussing with my wife the other day, and I said, God help us. I said that somebody was communicating with me, and I sense this. I said, how do you know? I said, but like this. And the next time the person came and wanted to discuss with me and really wanted to open up, I said, I told you. He said, I told you, what? The person spoke. The behavior, the gesture, the communication. I picked and I said, this particular thing is wrong with this person. He said, how do you know? I said, don't worry. She said she will come back to see me. I'll probe. And by the time I probe, exactly. It's easy to predict some things. Because there are some things that people are not aware of. Many people are ignorant. And ignorance is very dangerous. If a person who has understanding comes in contact with them, they can literally tell some things that they themselves are not even aware of. Am I communicating, church? Am I making sense, church? Yes. So it is between a man and a woman. Take note of that. Not boy and girl. It's between a man and a woman. Not boy and girl. It's within a committed relationship, marital relationship. not just cohabitation relationship. If I sound in such a way that my teaching annoys you, don't feel bad. I'm doing it from a sincere heart. I can kneel down to beg you just to listen. You don't have to take everything that I am saying, but keep it. One day, I am sure that I told you that if you have listened to me in your life, you will not be useful to Satan again. Nobody who has listened to me can be useful to Satan again. One day, it might not be now, one day, the Bible says very clear that the prodigal son woke up one day and he said, I will arise and go back to my father. I'll go back. I'm tired of this rubbish. I'll go back. So why are we discussing this? It is one of the major pandemic and destroyer of destinies and relationships between God and many believers. The relationship between God and many believers is a major pandemic. It is eating up everywhere. It has become so common. Everybody says there's nothing. It is normal. Before, if a girl leaves the house overnight, the mother is under other pressure. But now she spends 3 days and she comes back. The mom says, welcome. Kilomubo. Die. Why? Something is wrong. It was not like they asked Jesus one day and he said from the beginning. It was not so. It was not so from the beginning. It shows the level of disintegration of our world. Disintegration of our world. Joseph, take Mary. She's pregnant. He said, I did not do it. I will never take it. Like, why? He said, I've never known her. How will I do that? How will I see the fear, the reverential awe? Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Many people would have been better. Elder brothers and elder sisters, look at me. Some of you were the negative influence on your younger ones. You are the one that will leave the house by 11 and go to club and come back. Now that girl is 15, 16, 18. She's doing the same thing. You don't even have boldness to tell her, Sulia, Rorao, Malo Bemo, if you try it, I'll deal with you. Why? Because the Eshinwaju Nitenwo. There's no good example. You're not the model she can emulate. If you talk, she will talk to you and say, Auntie Mia, I beg. You don't do your own. That's the problem. And forget it, that's your sister. If you don't value your sister, one day a female will come from your loins. And that is what they call repetition of family patterns. Some of the things the person did not see you do, they are coded inside your being. When I get to soul ties, I'll tell you. Another generation will be repeating it. You'll be wondering how. Some of them were passed by blood. Some of them will be passed by psychological communication. Some of them, demons, will intentionally tell your children, your father went through this thing one time, you will do it. If something could make this person fall, it can make this one fall too. Am I communicating? Is anybody being blessed today? Yes. So if you really honor God, you will obey the word of God. Jesus Christ said something. He said, if you love me, keep my commandment. Because I believe that all of us come to church because we believe that we honor God. But I know that all of us are trying our best. But your best is not just enough. Nobody celebrates you because you make effort. They only celebrate you because you come out with a result. Am I making sense here? So effort is not enough. I made effort. I tried. No, not enough. You have to come back with what? Results. Results. One generation will commend your work to another generation. It is what is passed from one generation that enters another generation. If something good is done and is properly established in this generation, to deviate will be very hard. And the word of God is true. He said, train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. It is true. And that's why in the book of Proverbs, when Solomon was doing all the things he was doing, he kept on remembering. He said, the sayings that my mother taught me. At another time, he said, Lamwell, wine is not for kings. Wine is a mocker. The mother was speaking again to him. Yeah, you know, you need to read Proverbs. If you can, try one chapter a day. 31 days, you're done. It's 31 books. And embrace some dimension of wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Does anybody get what I'm saying now? I've been around for a while. I remember sometimes you're trying to talk to people. Especially sometimes when you're talking to young people, they say, leave that. My time. You are not sure you have the same time another person has. You are not sure that in all circumstances being equal, we are not sure that even though it is equal, everybody will be alive. Are you getting what I'm saying here? So don't assume. Don't copy anybody. Don't use another person's time to determine your own. You need to ask God, what is the unique purpose for my life? Why am I created? What is the reason I am here? I want to live out your mandate for my life. And I know that as you begin to inquire into it, God will begin to open your heart to see in the name of Jesus. So do you know what it means to honor God? To honor God is to reverence Him, to obey His word, to take whatever it is that He says. And this morning, I want to show you what God's word says about sex a little bit before we get on next week. Are you aware that whatever God says, it is for our good? Are you aware? Do you know that scientifically it has been proven that all the things that the Bible says about sex and sexual relations, scientifically, that they are good? I'm telling you, it has been proven that people who cohabit, they have bad marriage than those who never cohabited before. Scientifically. They've done data, statistics, they still prove it. Scientifically and speaking statistically, it has been proven also that people who had multiple sex partners before they got married, they have more marriage crisis than those who did not have. Go and check it by yourself. You see it. God is not a wicked God. Every instruction that God has given to us is for our good. Everything that God has said to do is for our good. He loves us. He cares about us. The reason God created man was because He wanted family. That's why what He wanted. He had angels, but He needed a closer connection. So He said, I will make these ones in my image and in my likeness. They will be called my children. He said, to which of the angels has He said, you are my son? He said, but to this one, He said, thou art my son, and today I have begotten you. Is anybody being blessed by the message today? So if you believe that you honor the word of God and you love God and you want to follow Him, you must understand that there are consequences for dishonoring God and there are rewards for honoring God. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 27. Please put it on the screen. I'll just do 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Okay, I have 6 minutes, so I would have just stopped. 6 minutes and I'll be done. No stress. Amen. When you're coming next week, I advise you. Anybody, there is an overflow already on that side. It can be overflow to the road. If whatever we're hearing is quality, we have to take it. It can be hot, but we'll be making it comfortable. We have fixed some fans upstairs. There will be more fans by next week Sunday. We'll shut these places, we'll put air conditioners, everything. No devil. No devil will stop people from becoming what God has called them to be. In the name of Jesus. But somebody did something. Just like Isaac, God reminded him. He said, Isaac is not because of you. Because of what your father Abraham has done. That means somebody can lay a legacy that God can build on and bless another generation. Am I talking sense to somebody here? So God is reminding him. He said, why do you kick at my sacrifice and my offering, which I commanded in the dwelling place, and honor your sons more than me? Why? Eli, how did we get here? To make yourself fat with the best of all the offerings of Israel, my people. Go ahead now. Therefore, the Lord God of Israel says, now God is saying something. I said indeed. In other words, I can change my mind. I will change. No, let me say God doesn't change His mind. Bros, God can change His mind. God can be planning to give you a particular woman that's glorious and gorgeous. If you change and you become an evil person, to save His daughter, He will withdraw her from you. To save His son, God is seeing that this guy's life will be glorious and he's going to be a major person. He will be a financial guru that will rise and bless my generation. You are a stingy woman. He will never give you that man. He will never. You don't know God. God is a wise, smart investor. Smartest of all the, of course, He created wisdom Himself. So I can't say He's smart. It's the definition of wisdom. And that's why we must always check ourselves and know, so that we don't allow our behavior and our character affect another generation. The Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that your house and your house of the father would walk before me forever. That means the agreement is forever. But now, the Lord says, far be it from me. I am changing my mind. For those who honor me, I will honor. And those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Behold, look at what God is telling him right now. Listen, we're going to verse 36. Behold, the days are coming that I will cut off your arm. Can you give me a translation of simple English? This King James is making, maybe TLB or Amplified. I want the church to see it very well. It's very simple English. Wow, time. Behold, the time is coming when I will cut off your strength and the strength of your father's house. Why? Because of you. So that there will be no old man in your house. That's what God is telling you. That you will not see old man. They will come to the house of the, and they will be looking for old men. They will not see. That means people will be dying maybe around 50, 55. They are dead. One man, his recklessness is bringing a generation into bondage. He said, you will look for you will look at the distress of my house, the tabernacle, in spite of all the good which the Lord will do for Israel, despite all the good things that Israel will be experiencing. He said, and there will never again be an old man in your house. That's what God is telling this guy. Yet I will not cut off every man of yours from my altar. In other words, some people will still be serving at the altar. I will give them. But look at, your eyes will fail from weeping, and your soul will grieve, and all those who born in your house will die as men in the prime of their life. This will be the sign to you which shall come concerning you, Eli. Two sons, Ophni and Phinehas, on the same day, both of them will die. But I will raise for myself a faithful priest who will do according to what is in my heart and in my soul. And I will build him a permanent and enduring house. And he will walk before me, before my anointed, forever. And it will happen that anyone who is left in your house, you know, he said he will remain some of them, he will keep some of them left in your house, will come and bow down to him for a piece of silver and a loaf of bread and say, please assign me to one of the priest's office so I may eat a piece of bread. Let me help the priest do small work so that they will give me bread. So they are not serving again as dignity, they are now serving for hunger. Why? He said, I will honor them that honor me, and those that despise me, I will lightly esteem. In Psalm 84 verse 11, the Bible says, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. So if you decide to honor God, God said, I will honor you. The honor will not only be you, it will enter your generation. I saw that one in the book of Psalm 103, verse 17 to 18. He said, but from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with the children's children, and those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. His righteousness will be with their children's children. So one man can bring a whole generation into a covenant blessing. One man can take a whole generation out. When the children of Eli go and ask him tomorrow and say, daddy, why are we begging? Daddy, why don't we have old people in our house? Daddy, what is happening to us? They will ask Eli's, Ophni and Phinehas are dead now. So they will ask their own children and say, what happened? Why? They will now tell the story that our grandpa gave birth to two boys. They were very wild. You know what Ophni and Phinehas were doing? They were sleeping with the temple girls. The girls that they will send to come and carry things, ushers. Omag Bamu will sleep with the usher girl and kick out. Carry another one, sleep, kick. When they are doing sacrifice, they are supposed to use a particular kind of ferk to pick a portion. You are not supposed to look at it. That's what God said. Don't look at it. Just put inside, pick. Whatever comes out is yours. No way. Those boys will come and say, Fila, I like that momo. And God was watching like, why are these guys behaving like this? They were desecrating the altar. They will go to the back of the temple and sleep with ladies and do all manner of things. And God said, Eli, talk to them now. Bow also. In other words, God has left the responsibility of children to parents. Every parent here, hear me. You have a responsibility. Train them and let it be that they grew up and whatever they decide, they have left your house. But if they are under your roof, do everything you can by the mercy of God to ensure you train them well. And parents to be, this is a warning to every one of us, that the mercy of God will help us. That our children will not come in contact with strangers that derail them. Some people were brought up from good homes until they met some people. One person can change the whole course of a child's life. Sir, it was one person that started telling me on Tuesday service is going on in church. He will take me and say, we should go and watch pornography. One guy, I can't forget his name, but I can't call his name. I don't know who will see this video. He said, let's go. They will take me. We will go and rent blue film at Bariga. Training. I was in primary six. Our Lady of Fatima private school, Bariga. He would say, don't worry, that they are doing service. When I entered GSS1, he was not showing me. He said, come. One day I sat down. I said, I cannot watch this thing again. I'm surprised because I've never seen it in my life. It was terrible. I ran away. I said, no, little more. Another one came one time and was trying to mentor me. And he said, see, that he has a target to sleep with half of the girls in his class. And he gave me a number that they're about... whether I say 80 girls, they have stepped to about 15. That has targets. How did I get this person as my friend? How did I take this person? I thank God for that one. He has changed. I thank God for him. He has changed. I thank God for him. He has changed. He's become a better person. There was a day I encouraged him to set up somebody for me. They said, I don't know how to do plenty things. God, no, let me do bad things to help my life. Set up. Say, don't worry. See what you do. See what you know when people know it already. And they are your peers. You are wondering how they know. Until I started buying powder from Fulani women to attract girls. It's touch and follow. They say if we rub it like this and put it on our face, rub it like this. I bought. My powder did not work. Nobody. Eh? The girl I tried, the girl looked at me and I said she's not interested. Ah. I don't know whether it's anointing upon her head or whatever, but she refused. Listen to what I'm saying today. Next week I'll continue this teaching. Prepare your heart to become a transgenerational blessing. Make up your mind that it is through you that light will come. Make up your mind that the children that will come out of your loins, they will speak blessings over you. Make up your mind that your children will not come to your graveyard and turn into a place where they will brush teeth and pour toothpaste. Rather, if anybody goes there, they'll say, shh, don't. That is a saint. That is a good man. That woman, if you know what she did, the next four generations will be looking back at the person who set the standard, and it will be you. Paul said to Timothy, the faith that is in your grandmother Lois, I can see that the faith is inside Eunice and the faith is inside you. He said, these people have done a good job on you. You will do a good job on another generation. In the name of Jesus. When we come next week, we'll continue on this message. Let's rise up on our feet. Just an introduction. So much to share. I beg you, try. Don't wonder about the heat for now. Come and hear the word of God. Come and listen to these things. What you have heard alone today, start positioning yourself. Say, if there's any bad example, no more, no more, no more. A young man walked into this church some time ago. When he walked into the church, I sat in there and I was counseling him. And when we were talking, he just walked in. I said, why are you living this kind of life? What's happening? Why is it like this? He said, I don't know. Is it not what somebody saw growing up that the person will be doing? I said, what do you mean by that? Because right now, he's a little bit not very stable. And he still does some stuff, smokes some stuff. So I encourage him, because I encourage everybody. I believe any good thing can come up from anybody. It doesn't matter how bad anybody is, it can change. So I still listen to him. Still, there are some people, you ask me, somebody's head is very correct, an executive. Ask me for phone number, I might not give you. But the other person's head might not be correct. It needs to be correct. I'll give the person. He left the 99 and went for one. And the point, I said, don't worry, you can find a way to call me and let's trash this thing out. But what's the problem? Where did he start? He said, when I was a young boy, every time, my father would give me money. Go and buy a cigarette for me. Bring it. Go and buy a cigarette for me. So I always watch him, the way he does the thing. And I made up my mind that I would try it. And since I tried it, it's not easy to stop again, sir. I said, but it was cigarettes. How did you move? He said, I tried this one and I discovered I was not strong enough. I decided to try. They're my friends. I was just listening to the boy. You know when you're just watching like, to help him now is the problem. The mother is now crying and panicking. The mother is now feeling so pained. But the boy is hooked already. And I'm trusting God. Because I prayed with him. Because some of those people, they are not ready to wait patiently. Because sometimes therapy takes time. To change a person's life is not, you don't do it in one day. But I know I prayed with him. I said some words to him. I encouraged him. And I want to believe that those words are seeds. Like I always say to myself that if I put a seed in somebody, God, my seed will not be in vain. I believe so. And that's how we're going to pray and declare that in the name of Jesus, every negative seed that has been sown, consciously or unconsciously, the things that I saw growing up that were not right, that has affected my mindset, I'm not even conscious that I'm behaving the way I'm behaving because of those things. I want you to pray right now and say, today, let there be a soul cleansing. One day in this church, we'll do a therapy. Everybody will do therapy. I'll take you through a therapy session, 20 minutes. But for today, let us pray. Say, God, let there be a soul cleansing. Let there be a soul cleansing. Everything I have imbibed, everything that I have taken in. Some of you, by virtue of the word of God that you have read, you have done a lot of soul cleansing, renewal of your mind by the word of God. But some of us, today, God is starting it with you. Can you just pray briefly in 1 minute and say, God, let there be a soul cleansing. In the mighty name of Jesus, any habit, any character, any behavior, anything I saw, maybe from an elder one or from my parents or from the people I live with or my neighbors that has influenced me and I am acting in that manner, I'm behaving in that manner, Lord, let your mercy prevail. I realign my priorities. I rearrange my life. I'll be a glorious man. I'll be a glorious woman. If you are married already here, you're a father, a mother, go ahead and declare it, that every negativity is taken off from me and my children. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Spirit of God will capture the heart of that guy, that lady. In the name of Jesus, they will live the glorious life that God has ordained for them. In the name of Jesus, all the lies of Satan and hell trying to trap somebody by the mercies of God, she will not be held bound. Nobody will be held bound. This church will raise vessels unto honor. This church will raise transgenerational voices, leaders, role models that others will copy, they will emulate, they will love. In the name of Jesus, Ezwana Kazizi Brenendesh, Rakababaiba Baiba, Beliande Rueneko Satalabasha. Are you praying? Just pray a little more, 30 seconds, and say, Lord, let it be soul cleansing. If there is anything, soul cleansing, if there is any character trait, any attitude, any behavior that is as a result of things I picked up unconsciously, Lord God Almighty, I am renewed today by your word that I have heard. And as I go back and I stay on your word daily, my life is changed. My life is changed. My life is changed. My life is changed. In the name of Jesus. I will never be the same. I have touched your grace. My life has changed. I will never be the same. I have touched your grace. My life has changed. I will never be the same. I've touched your grace. My life has changed. Sapa nekete lebo shaiga ba. Run nekete lebo sha. Every negative thing that has been picked, causing unnecessary mood swings, disorders, multiple personalities manifesting. Sometimes you are shouting and talking, you just cannot hear. You are acting in manners you cannot control yourself. You don't know what's happening. Whatever it is the devil has planted, it is uprooted. It is uprooted. It is uprooted. Jesus, let there be a new beginning. Lord, we say thank you. If you are here today and you want to let go of things, I want you to start discussing it with God. Mention things specifically and say, God, I let go of this thing. In your small space, just personally, mention it to God. If you are sincere, God, this thing doesn't honor you. This thing does not build up my body. This thing is going to destroy my health. It's going to destroy my family. And I can see it. I receive grace. God said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. I want you to go ahead and speak to God and tell him, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I receive strength. I receive strength. I receive strength in the name of Jesus. Ozeni kavrande rine kosusu branidash vavaide ruene keteleboshka. While that is going on, if you want to accept Jesus into your heart, you say, Pastor Mavis, I want to make a decision for Jesus as my Lord and my personal Savior. I want to make a commitment to him. Can you quietly raise your hand? I want to pray with you wherever you are. Quietly raise your hand. You want to start a walk with Jesus. That's your own decision today. Be bold about it. Jesus said, if you are bold concerning me, I will be bold and announce you before my Father. Yes, be bold about it. Can you say these words after me? If you are online, indicate please with an emoji so that we can reach out to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can you say, Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. Lord, I believe in my heart that you died for sinners, of which I am one of them. Have mercy on me, Jesus. I receive forgiveness of sin made available by the blood of Jesus. An eternal life I receive into my spirit. I declare now my sins are forgiven. I am born again. I am saved and I am sanctified. In Jesus' glorious, precious, and mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.